And WGCM. Let's go!
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. And so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. The danger there. There's a chance for me that I don't care. Fools rush in where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love
near the station. Black roof country, no gold pavement, tired starlings. Silver horses ran down moonbeams in your dark eyes. Dawnlight smile on you leaving my contentment. I wait in this place where the sun never shines. Wait in this place where the shadows run from themselves.
You said no strings could secure you at the station. Goodbye, windows. I walked into such a sad time at the station.
This is WGCM Gulfport, 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. Sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. Said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now, the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it all down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110. My speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought I lost my sense and telephone icy spots. The lines on the road just looked like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post. The guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew could catch him, I thought it could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down. And the dip she started to rock. And I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested arrested me and they put me in jail and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
GCM.
Keep This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shuckers season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
the set at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
On a Sunday afternoon from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama, series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Thomas Zrelick, Garrett Green alongside. Shuckers resumed a game from yesterday in the 10th inning in which the Shuckers were on top 6-4. They had runners on first and second, two outs, and Josh Robertson was able to strike out Noah Campbell to end that inning. And in the bottom of the 10th inning, the Shuckers closer Zach Venero was looking for his ninth save of the season, and it started off pretty good. Tyler Frank was the bonus runner at second base. Brett Wisely and Oslavis Basabe bounced out to Dillard at first, back-to-back batters on just four combined pitches, and Frank did come in to score, so it was 6-5 then, and then that's where the Biscuits rally really started. A pair of singles, and then an E7 allowed Kazar to get to third. They runners on second and third, and Nico Holzheiser would then walk. Blake Hunt would then walk as well to knock off hit-by-pitch, the second time this season that the Shuckers lost on a hit-by-pitch. But now Biloxi looking to at least even the series as they come in 38-40 on the season. Biscuits 35-38 overall. Biscuits, though, they're right in the top of the division now, 7-4, second place in the South. Shuckers third. They are four games back, a 4-7 record on the season in the second half. Well, today, Victor Castagnetti, who started on Monday, goes opposite of Jaden Murray. Both a pair of right-handers who started against each other on Monday night. As they get at it, we'll get to the stress of starting lineups next here in the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it for...
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. PlanYourFamily.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
A Sunday fun day. Montgomery, Alabama. The final game of a 6-7 between the Biloxi Shuckers and Montgomery Biscuits. Let's get to the starting nine for both sides. We start with the visitors and the Shuckers first. Brewers number 2 prospect Sal Frelick, the designated hitter, leads things off. Bob Ballett, Brewers number 3 prospect, the right fielder Joey Weimer. Shortstop Andrew Bonasterio bats third. Left fielder Jackson Reitz will bat cleanup. Switching first baseman out of Ole Miss, Thomas Dillard bats fifth. The second baseman, Felix Valerio, slotted in the sixth spot. Third baseman, Cam Devaney, homered in back-to-back ball games, looks to make it 3 tonight as he bats seventh. Switch hitting center fielder out of South Carolina, Noah Campbell bats eighth. And the catcher, Jason Lopez, rounds out the starter nine. He bats ninth. The right-hander, Victor Castaneda, will get the ball today for the Shuckers. He goes opposite the right-hander for the Biscuits, Jaden Murray. Now for the Biscuits, starting nine, Brett Wisely, second baseman, bats first. Switching shortstop out of UNC Wilmington, Gray Jones bats second. Oslavis Basabe manning the hot corner at third, batting third. Center fielder Cameron Meisner bats cleanup. Jordan Kazar, left fielder, will bat fifth. 10-game on-base streak for him, longest on the Biscuits roster right now that is active. Eric Osberg, the designator from the University of Hartford, follows. In the eighth spot, the right fielder Garrett Hyatt and Tyler Frank rounds out the starting nine for the Biscuits. So left hitting first baseman, again, Murray on the hill. Well, our picks to click. Let's get them quick for you as you welcome in Garrett Green. Garrett, who is your pick to click this afternoon?
All he's got to do is hit today. He did a pretty good job of it in the contest last night. I am taking Sal Frelick as the designated hitter and my pick to click today.
Oh, I like it. I'm going to go back with Cam Devaney, 2 home runs, home run in back-to-back games, but also multi-hit game for him yesterday, RBI single and a home run in his first 2 at-bats. So I'm looking forward for maybe a trifecta here today for Cam Devaney. And I was thinking about picking Sal Frelick as well, someone that I had on my mind just because, you know, missed a dozen games, comes back, and all he's done since is hit the baseball. Had the only one off night on Thursday where he went over, but really been a nice welcome back to the lineup, Sal Frelick.
And he has been very good, and certainly this is a Shuckers offense that has a lot of different spots that you could pick somebody to try and drive in runs. Take a look at it. 6 runs yesterday, 10 runs on Friday. They won a tight 2-0 game on Thursday, but 4 runs on Wednesday, so you can pencil him in for probably at least 4 runs, and that's come from a lot of different places this year.
Don't let the Shuckers offense get hot. Jaden Murray looks to cool them down as both teams jump out from their dugouts. It's time now for the national anthem. First pitch on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July with the Baseball State New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, Stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama, it is the series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. A very pleasant good afternoon, everybody, and hello again alongside Thomas Zinzarella. Gary Green with you here. Shuckers come into today sitting at 38-40 of the Southern League season. As for the Biscuits, they are 35-38 on the year, but 7-4 in the Southern League second half. Here is the starting lineup one more time for the Shuckers. Leading off, the designated hitter, Sal Felix, Joey Weimer in white, and Andrew Monasterio is the shortstop today. He'll bat third. It's Jackson Reitz in left, Thomas Dillard at first, Felix Valerio batting sixth, he's at second, Cam Devaney at third, Noah Campbell gets the start in center, and rounding it all out, the catcher, Jason Lopez. They go opposite the right-hander, Jaden Murray, 6-2 this year with a 3.03 ERA, and the Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager Mike Guerrero. So here is the right-hander Murray, rocks and fires the first one to Frelick. And Sal takes outside, and we're off and running in our regularly scheduled 9-inning game at 3:35 p.m. Central Time. Murray kicks home the 1-0, and Frelick hits it high in the air, but playable out in right field. Hyatt is back, now a few steps in, drifting, and reaches over his head and secures the one-handed catch. So Frelick is retired on two pitches for the first out.
Well, let's meet the defensive alignment tonight for the Montgomery Biscuits. Starting the outfield left to right, Jordan Cazar in left, Meisner in center, Hyatt's in right. On the infield, Oslivas Basabi's at third. Greg Jones, Brett Wisely up the middle. Tyler Frank manning first base, and doing the catching is Blake Hunt.
So nobody on and one gone for Joey Weimer in from the right side for the Shuckers. Here's the set and the first offer. And Weimer swings through a fastball at 93 for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, it is partly cloudy here in Montgomery today. 89 degrees at first pitch. Feels like 97. The 0-1 and Weimer, another late swing on a fastball. And it's quickly 0-2. Well, the cloud cover is nice as we were under sun during our suspended game. And it was very warm. 0-2, and Weimer wraps this one out into right field, but in range of the right fielder Hyatt, Weimer. Two outs in the inning, and Andrew Monasterio. Well, Jaden Murray on the mound for the second time in this series, the 6'1", 190-pound right-hander. Kicks home the first one to Monasterio, and Andrew takes a fastball the entire way for a strike. It is 0-1. 23rd round pick by the Tampa Bay Rays in 2019 out of Dixie State University. 0-1 and a high chopper. Up the middle, waiting for it. Behind second is Wisely. He winds and fires in a very quick 1-2-3 inning. For Jaden Murray, the Shuckers put the ball in play all three times, but they're sat down in order. We move on to the home half of the first. It's the Shuckers nothing, and the Biscuits coming to bat next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Start of the bottom of the first inning, no score for the Shuckers in the top of the frame, so here is the lineup the Biscuits will send to the plate today. Leading off is the second baseman, Brett Wisely. Greg Jones follows him at short, and Oslavis Basabe, the third baseman, will hit third. The cleanup man is the center fielder, Cameron Meisner. Jordan Kassar out in left. Eric Osberg, the designated hitter, hits sixth, and in the seventh spot is the Kyatt is out in right, and rounding it all out is the first baseman, Tyler Frank. They go opposite the right hitter, Victor Castaneda, 1-3 with a 3.79 ERA. First offer from Victor, and a fastball is a little inside to Wisely. It is 1-0. Left-handed hitter Wisely waits on the 1-0 from Castaneda. And this is cranked right field towards the foul pole, and it is way out of here and gone. Fair for Wisely. And two pitches into the bottom of the first, the Biscuits have a 1-0 lead.
Well, Wisely, the first inning, it seems like it even yesterday, he has flown out to deep center, I think at least three or four times. He has really struck the ball well, and it finally culminated in a home run for him.
Well, for the Biscuits, as it's Greg Jones, the switch hitter from the left side now, the first offer. And that's a wave and a miss at a changeup for a strike. It is 0-1. Outside of taking the lead on the walk-off hit by pitch in our suspended game that we just finished up about an hour ago, the 0-1. That's low and outside. It is 1-1 now to Jones. Outside of that, this is the first lead the Biscuits have had in regulation in nine innings since Wednesday night. As this is skipped up the middle, it goes right over second base and into center, a base hit for Greg Jones. The first two men have reached as Wisely hits a solo home run, and Jones with a single as it brings up Cameron Meisner.
Well, that's what you have to think is, you know, they're winning that first game now and starting to get some momentum, get the bats. Like you said, they've been playing from behind the last few nights.
So man on with nobody gone, and it is Oslavis Basabe to bat from the right side as the first offer. And Basabe takes a slider on the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, for Castaneda, this is his 14th appearance of the year. It is his 13th start, where he missed a injured list from June 7th to June 21st. Throw over to first, and a dive back in by Jones. Jones with a pinch hit appearance in the game last night. Pinch ran, excuse me, stole second, moved to third on a wild pitch, and scored the tying run in the bottom of the ninth. Basabe waits the 0-1, and a fastball is a little tight. One ball and one strike to the third baseman, Oslavis Basabe. Scouting report on the right-hander, Castaneda. He throws a fastball, a changeup, a slider, and a splitter. The right-hander readies the 1-1, and a slider is hit in the air out into right center field. Wheeling around on it is Campbell, and out towards the right field gap, he will make the catch for the first down. So Basabe is retired. One gone, and Cameron Meisner, the hitter.
Well, let's meet the Shuckers defense today. Starting the outfield left to right, Jackson Reitz, Noah Campbell, and Joey Weimer. On the infield, Cam Devaney is at third. Andrew Monastero, Felix Valerio up the middle. Thomas Dillard at first base, and Jason Lopez is doing the catching for Castaneda.
So the runner is Jones on first with one gone, and Meisner from the left side. Castaneda fires, and the first pitch fades away. That looked like a splitter for a ball. It is 1-0. Jones leading the Southern League in stolen bases coming into today. This season, the speedy shortstop has 27 in 30 tries. As a fastball zips by around the belt buckle of Meisner, it's 2-0. And Castaneda requests a new baseball. Coincidentally, two of the three times that Jones has been caught stealing has been by the Shuckers. So they have timed up his jumps pretty well. The 2-0. And a weave and a miss through him, a splitter. The count is 2-1 to Meisner. Meisner was a perfect 5-for-5 in our contest that we wrapped up earlier today. Two doubles and three singles. He ended up scooped by pitch. As there goes the runner, the throw is low. A double clutch by Lopez. No chance to get the runner, Jones, who steals second on a ball down in the dirt. Well, you have to be perfect if you want to catch Greg Jones trying to steal a base, and unfortunately, it was an off-speed pitch. It was low, and in the exchange from his glove to his right hand, Lopez had a little bit of a bobble, and the only good thing about that is he made an accurate throw that didn't sail into center field or bounce past Monasterio. But now 3-1 to Meisner, and time is called. So man in scoring position with one gone. Biscuits already with a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first, thanks to the Wisely homer. The 3-1, and Meisner takes down low, a slider that misses for ball four. First walk of the day for Castaneda, and the fourth that Meisner has drawn in his career against Biloxi's right-hander. And now runners on first and second with one gone, and Jordan Kassar the batter. For Castaneda, unfortunately, that home run that he allowed continues a trend. He has now given up a home run in three consecutive outings. As Kassar checks his swing, they will appeal to our third base umpire, Justin Winnen. He says no swing, and so it's 1-0 to Kassar. By the way, the rest of our umpiring crew, Bobby Tassoni is calling the balls and strikes, and Steve Hodgins, our crew chief, is at first. The set and the 1-0. And a fastball outer edge 93 for a strike, and the count is 1-1. You know, I have to wonder, and we'll have to ask the umpires at some point, if there is only one set of the chest protectors that they wear behind home plate, and if it's just one that rotates between the crew, or if every umpire has their own for when they're behind the plate. As the 1-1 is a spinner that misses outside, it's 2-1.
I think usually each umpire has their own person. When one umpire goes down behind home plate, they always kind of have the extra gear.
And that is kind of what I assumed as well. There'd be nothing like Justin Winnen wearing it for a grand total of 15 minutes today as the 2-1 is waved at a miss, 2-2. And then they go back to the umpire's locker room, and he takes it off and says, cool, here you go.
Yeah, a little bit of sweat here for you.
And just a little bit. Partly cloudy conditions here, so the shade is helping a little bit, though the sun breaks through every now and then on a warm Sunday afternoon in now middle of July here in Montgomery. Long stare in for Castaneda, and they are going to call him for a pitch clock infraction. And so bad news for Victor is he's now in a 3-2 count without throwing a pitch. And runners on first and second and just one gone. Castaneda sets, and the 3-2 is fouled straight back. And the count will stay at 3-2 to Kassar. The Shuckers are in a spot where they have a lot of their options available to them out of their bullpen, because yesterday Carlos Luna and Noah Zavalis covered 7 innings worth of work. The only guys who should be unavailable are JT Henson and Zach Venero. 3-2, and that is lined into right field, a base hit. Weimer comes on and scoops, and his throw in will hold the runners. It's a one-hopper to Lopez up the third baseline, and Castaneda, the tip of his cap to his right fielder that keeps a run from scoring. The bases are loaded on the single by Kassar, and now it's Eric Ostberg.
I think Montgomery learning their lesson a little bit from yesterday.
I think so. Morgan Ensberg is always going to be aggressive, and even with his fastest base runner on a ball that on one hop got to Weimer, he decided better to hold up. And again, if you're the Shuckers, you do have your entire complement of your bullpen available to you, but you're looking for a little bit of length out of Castaneda, who stretched out. First offer is a changeup off the plate for a ball to Osberg. It is 1-0. Castaneda on the 4th of July, throwing 4 1/3 innings, gave up 5 runs on 7 hits, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Gave up a 2-run homer. The 1-0 is outside. It's 2-0. To Cameron Meisner to straightaway center field. That swung the game in favor of the Biscuits as they took a lead there. Went in front 5-3, and they would go on to ultimately win that contest back on Monday 7-4. As this pitch is low and outside, and now all of a sudden it's 3 balls and no strikes with nowhere to put Eric Osberg. And unfortunately, what happened in the bottom of the 10th inning in our suspended game is just repeating itself here. Bases loaded and only one gone with nowhere to put Osberg. 3-0 and a swing and a miss. Might have barely caught a piece of it foul. The count is 3-1 to Osberg. Castaneda laboring through here in this frame. The 3-1. He's on the outside edge for a called strike. Osberg had started to flip the bat, but instead he will be called back into the batter's box on a called second strike. Twenty-fifth pitch of the inning coming for Castaneda. Just 12 of them have been for strikes. The 3-2 is fouled off the mask of Lopez. Might have caught his glove first and then his mask. And now with that, the Shuckers bullpen is going to kick into gear. It looks like Nash Walters is going to be the first one to start warming for the Shuckers here. Well, not ideal. Shuckers are trailing 1-0, but the base is loaded and one gone. And Castaneda, the 3-2, is high. Ball 4, it forces in a run. So the carousel takes one spin. One scores. Meisner to third. Bouchard to second, and Osberg will take first on a walk that forces in a run. And with that, Nick Childs is going to come out of the dugout and have a quick mound visit. The right-hander, Victor Castaneda. Well, this is tough for Victor because remember, at the time that he hit the injured list at the beginning of June, he was one of the best pitchers in the Southern League. He had a 6-inning shutout game where he allowed just 2 hits and struck out a season-high 10 against Birmingham back on May 10th. Then on May 20th against Mississippi, 6 innings, 3 runs, 4 strikeouts. And again on the 28th against Montgomery, he went 6 innings, gave up just 3 runs on 4 hits, and struck out 7. But since then, coming off the injured list, 3 one-hit innings. He was outstanding against Pensacola. Then on the 29th against Mississippi, he lasted just 2 2/3 innings and gave up 4 runs. And then on Monday, 4 1/3 innings, but 7 hits and 5 runs. And now he is struggling to try and just get out of the first inning here. Biloxi already to trailing 2-0, and the bases loaded with only one out as Hunt stands in. And the first pitch is fouled back. And that'll ricochet back towards our home plate umpire, Bobby Tassoni, as well as Lopez, as it hit right at the base of the backstop and went kicking back. And it's 0-1 to Hunt. Well, Hunt drew a bases-loaded walk when he came to bat in the 10th inning in our suspended game, as the 0-1 is again fouled back, and it's 0-2. That's for a guy who has been in a very deep slump lately. He had a hit in the game back on Friday night, but that broke up a stretch for him where he had been hitless in 6 consecutive games. Bases full here, and the 0-2. And Hunt hits it the opposite way, out into right field. One run will score as Weimer scoops and throws home. And it's an RBI single by Blake Hunt. Meisner comes home, and the business ends still only one out in the frame.
Right under the nine, here, Hyatt.
Now, if you're the Shuckers, you're just trying to stem the tide here because remember, on the other side of things, Jaden Murray threw a 1-2-3 top of the first inning in which he needed just 7 pitches. Meanwhile, for Castaneda, this is about to be his 30th offer of this inning. First pitch to Hyatt, and a slider is right on the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Hyatt 1-for-2 in his career against Castaneda. Batting with the bases loaded and one out. Victor, the one strike pitch. And a swing and a miss. Really good splitter. The count is 0-2. And that is the good thing for Castaneda, is when he has that splitter working, he can generate a lot of swings and misses on it. Ahead 0-2 to Hyatt here. And the offer is high. Threw him a changeup, and that missed upstairs. And so the count is a ball and 2 strikes to Hyatt. Hyatt, the 8th man to bat in this inning. A leadoff home run by Wisely, a single by Jones, a flyout by Basabe, and then a walk, single, walk, single. The 1-2, and a swing and a miss. He threw him a splitter. And so Hyatt strikes out. It's the first K of the day for Castaneda.
Tyler Frank.
Tyler Frank will be the batter. With 2 gone and the bases empty here in the first, Mike Guerrero is going to ride with Castaneda to see if he can pitch his way out of this bottom of the first.
I'd have to think this might be his last batter, and that's why that strikeout is huge, if he can gain some momentum and get Frank here.
First offer to Frank. And a slider is upstairs for a ball. It is 1-0. Frank is 0-2, but he does have 3 RBIs off of him in 5 plate appearances. Remember, he had 2 sack flies back on Monday night. 1-0. Fastball, outer edge for a strike. And the count is 1-1. It looks like the right-hander Nash Walters is up and ready to come in if the Shuckers need him, but ideally, Castaneda gets out of this and maybe still gives you 3 or 4 innings today. The 1-1. And that is outside with a changeup, and the count is 2 balls and a strike to Frank. Frank this season hitting .225 in 34 games. 4 doubles and 10 runs driven in. The 2-1, and that's fouled straight back, and the count is 2-2 now to the first baseman. Frank, 7 walks, 33 strikeouts. Former FAU Owl. Left-handed hitter with the bases loaded and 2 gone. And the pitch is bounced towards the dugout, and it actually slips in the third base dugout that houses the biscuits. And now with Castaneda approaching 40 pitches in this inning, this is absolutely going to be his last batter. He was at 33 pitches before he started facing off against Frank. The set and the 2-2. And a tipper, and Lopez can't glove it as it ends up down in between his feet. So the count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kassar at third, Osberg at second, Hunt at first. And time is called, and I think that Nick Childs is saying something from the dugout, and he's saying that maybe Frank wasn't set and alert in the batter's box. I'm not really sure. Now the 2-2. Swung on and fouled in and out of the middle, Lopez. What a missed opportunity for a strikeout there. Well, not the way that the Shuckers had envisioned this Sunday going. Had a 6-4 lead in their suspended game. The idea was finish it off and go for the series win. 2-2, slow chopper coming on Valerio, and he can't glove it. It bounces away from him. Everybody is safe. Well, Hunt moved in front of Valerio, but the second baseman was unable to glove it, And the E4 is going to allow Frank to reach, Kassar to score. The Biscuits take a 4-0 lead with the bases still loaded. And that is going to be the end of the day for Castaneda as he records just 2 outs and faces 9 batters. New hurler coming on for the Shuckers here in the bottom of the first. Biloxi trailing 4-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your word as law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Pitching change for the Shuckers here in the bottom of the first inning with the bases loaded. Brett Wisely coming back. And the first offer from the right-hander Nash Walters is a curveball down in the dirt. It is ball one.
Oh, Walters appearing in his 30th contest this season. 4-1 record here at 5.12. 31 2/3 innings on the mound. 42 strikeouts in 12 walks for the right-hander Walters.
So the Biscuits have batted around here as Wisely is hitting for a second time, and a fastball misses for a ball, and the count is 2 balls and no strikes to Wisely. On his first at-bat here in this first inning, Wisely hit a solo home run, one of 4 runs for the Biscuits. 2-0, and this is flared in the air, down the left field line, towards the bullpen, tracking after it, Devaney. It's going to be into the seats and foul. So just a long foul ball. And the count is 2-1 now. Well, this first inning for the Shuckers went home run by Wisely, single by Jones and a steal of second, fly out to center by Basabe, walk to Miser, single by Kassar, walk to Osberg to force in a run, RBI single by Hunt, strike out of Hyatt, and an error that allowed Frank to reach and a run to score. Check swing on an inside slider. They will appeal. And Justin Winnen says no swing, and so now with the bases still loaded and 2 gone, a 3-1 count to Wisely, and right now the Shuckers are looking to just buy a strike at this point. Nash Walters, the 3-1, and a fastball is letter high and over the heart of the plate for a strike. The count has run full to Wisely. I would imagine that Nash is likely going to rear back and probably just throw a fastball here. The set and the 3-2 threw him an outside cutter. And so Walters comes in and strikes out Wisely, but the Biscuits send 10 men to the plate, and they score 4 runs on 4 hits, an error, and leave 3. We move on to the second. It's the Biscuits 4 and the Shuckers nothing. As we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council. And we're gonna let it burn.
Nothing Biscuits as we move to the second inning here in our Sunday finale. So the Shuckers with some uphill work to do, but as they saw in their Saturday night contest, a four to overcome. Jackson Reitz in from the right side on the first pitch from Jaden Murray. There's a fastball right at the top of the zone for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Reitz 0 for 2 lifetime against Murray, but he has walked twice against him. The right-hander kicks home the one strike pitch. And a breaking ball, and Reitz swings and misses first strike. And it's 0-2. Well, a very uncharacteristic 0-for-5 day for Reitz yesterday. The set and the 0-2. And a breaking ball, and it's fought off foul. And so the count stays at no balls and two strikes to Reitz. Jackson this season hitting .281 in 63 games. The set and the 0-2. And Reitz spoils another one back foul. 16 doubles and a league-leading 22 home runs for Reitz. Also with 58 RBIs. Another 0-2 from Murray. Here it is. And Reitz shoots this one down the first baseline and foul. So the count stays at no balls and two strikes to Reitz. Well, Murray's looking to improve on his start that he made on Monday night against the Shuckers. The set and the 0-2. And that hits him. And Reitz picks up the ball. And he's going to carry it down to first base with him. And check it to Brandon Kinnear in the dugout.
First base for 46, Thomas Diller.
Can't tell if he's mad or what.
That's someone who's just been hit too many times.
Yeah. Well, for Reitz, that is the 16th hit by pitch of the season. Probably one where that's just so he doesn't take his aggression out on anything else. And now it's Dillard from the left side, and Thomas rips through a first-pitch fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. And look, I'm sure that after the stinging subsides, Reitz will say, hey, two-strike count? I'll get hit by a pitch in that. So the Shuckers have a leadoff base runner trailing 4-0. And Murray, a long hold in the 0-1. And Dillard takes inside with the fastball. Back on Monday night, though, on the July 4th game that we had here. 5 innings, 3 runs, just 2 earned, 6 hits, and 4 strikeouts. He picked up his 4th consecutive victory. The set and the 1-1. And Dillard pulls this one into right field, but in the range of Hyatt a few steps to his right. He'll snag it out of the air. So the first out on a line drive out by Dillard. So with one gone, it's Felix Valerio. The Biscuits have had a habit of winning when Murray is on the mound. They have won each of his last 6 times that he has started for them. And he's picked up a victory in 5 out of those 6 games. Valerio in from the right side on the first pitch. And Felix watches a fastball sink at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. The scouting report on the right-hander, he throws a fastball and a sinker. A slider and a changeup. What that means is he throws a four-seamer and a sinker that's a two-seamer. The righty's 0-1. And a breaking ball, and Valerio weaves and misses at a slider. And the count is quickly 0-2 to Phoenix. Valerio 1-for-6 lifetime against the right-hander Murray with an RBI. He has struck out twice against him. Reitz with his lead off of first. And the 0-2 pitch. And that is skimmed on the ground. Jones at short, quickly underhands to second. The relay throw is high, and Frank does not get the tag on Valerio. So a slide in that time by Reitz breaks up the double play as it forces a high throw from Wisely. And the inning continues for the Shuckers with the man on first and two gone for Cam Devaney. So fielder's choice for Valerio, and now Devaney in from the right side. Murray peeks over to Valerio at first. And the first pitch. And Devaney takes a fastball outer edge for a strike. It is 0-1. 4-0 in favor of the Biscuits here in the top of the second inning. As Murray brings home the 0-1. There goes Valerio. A slider is swung on a miss. The throw is not nearly in enough time, even though Valerio slid a little early. He still makes it all the way to the base, and it is a steal for Valerio, his 22nd of the year. So man in scoring position, but now two strikes on Devaney after he swung through a slider.
Yeah, it wasn't like Julio Rodriguez of the Mariners where he was trying to crawl to the second base bank, but
we saw that in the game back on Friday night. Hit one out to deep left center field, one of the faster players in baseball. The 0-2 to Devaney. And Cam watches a pitch low. It is 1-2. Now, the Mariners have had a habit of doing that. They did CSI Seattle. And so the next day, they came out and they put cones on the infield and they put caution tape around it and they drew an outline. So that way, when Rodriguez came out for early work, they had him come out there and stand next to it because he was ultimately thrown out trying to scramble and scrap his way to third base, though that was one where the slide wasn't early. He lost his footing between second and third.
I see some football teams do that when a turf monster gets a running back or a wide receiver.
Always great to see on a baseball diamond, though, especially for fun moments like that. Valerio dancing off of second as Murray stares him down the 1-2. And Devaney lifts it in the air. Right side foul ground. Long run back for Frank and Hyatt coming over, but that'll be onto the grass berm and foul. And the count will stay at 1-2. Well, the Mariners are still having fun there in Seattle this year. Of course, no one is catching up to the Astros right now in the American. Certainly, the Mariners, after getting off to a little bit of a rough start, are playing a little bit better right now. After the foul ball, another 1-2 to Devaney. And Cam pops this one up, and that will yet again find the seats foul. And so the count stays at a ball and two strikes to Devaney. Of course, former Biloxi Shucker Dylan Moore has been right in the middle of a lot of the action for the Mariners as of late. Murray taking a long time between pitches. And here's the 1-2 again. And Devaney tips this one foul. And it's not squeezed cleanly by the catcher Hunt. And that is three straight foul balls for Cam. And look at it right now. Seattle coming into today 44-42 on the year. So they're two games above 500. They're in second place in the American League West, but they're still 12 games back of Houston. 1-2, and Devaney watches a called third strike, 93 miles an hour on the outer end. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on for Biloxi in the top of the second. We move on to the home half of the second inning. It's the Biscuits 4 and the Shuckers nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree Hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durk, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine.
Home half of the second inning, the Montgomery Biscuits with a 4-0 lead over the Biloxi Shuckers. It's the right-hander Nash Walters out for the second inning. And he begins with a pitch to Greg Jones that is high for a ball. It is 1-0. Line hitter Victor Castaneda, final line on him today. He goes two-thirds of an inning, gives up 4 runs, 3 earned on 4 hits. He walked 2 and struck out 1. 1-0 is hit high in the air. Reitz is backing up on it, well shy of the warning track out and left. And in straightaway left field, relatively deep, he'll make the catch for the out. So Jones flies out, 1 gone. And Oslavis Basabe, the left hand of the batter. So now the Shuckers will have to bullpen their way through the rest of today's game as their starter does not make it out of the first. First offer to Basabe. This is just a little outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Basabe flied out to right center his first time up. He was the first out in the first. The kick and the 1-0. And Walters deals low. 2 balls and no strikes to Basabe.
Well, you think that Nash would probably go at least 2 innings here. You know, someone who was a starter in the past, maybe gives a little bit more. Just depends on the pitch count.
The 2-1 baseline, but wide of the bag and foul. And so the count 2-1. Certainly for Biloxi, most of the guys in their bullpen have the option to give you a couple of innings. But this is where you do miss the likes of a Luis Contreras. We're certainly happy Luis is up at AAA now with Nashville. 2-1 is shot out into right field. Weimer chasing after it. It's going to slice away from him and go all the way towards the right field corner. Joey's up with it, but the throw won't be in time. It's not very far behind. But Oslavis Basabe with the double out into right field, and the Biscuits have a one-out base runner here in the second.
Well, Basabe, pretty quick runner. You really can't cruise into a double with Joey Weimer in right field really anywhere. He got to the ball pretty quickly, just spun and fired it back in on a really good one-hop throw. But Basabe plus speed is in standing 2 or 3 seconds before.
And again, that's a ball that even with Weimer chasing after it, it was moving away from him the entire time. It bounces up near the right field corner here. So man on second. And the first offer to Meisner is shot foul over above the Biscuits dugout for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, the dimensions here at Riverwalk Stadium, it's 314 down the left field line. There's a 12-foot high wall out there, and it goes to 395 in a small cutout that's out there in the left field alley. Walters, the one strike pitch. And that is looped out into shallow center field. This could be trouble as Monasterio goes back. Reitz comes on, and at a dive, he catches it. And as he comes up, he bobbles it as he was trying to pick Basabe off of second. What a diving attempt and play made by Jackson Reitz out in left field.
Oh, man, you're right. That was off the edge of the bat, and you said it. That was trouble. A long run for Monasterio and everybody else. Now, Reed's probably the closest guy to it and has to make a full extension dive and almost able to double up. Basabe just lost the ball in the transfer.
Well, he has made a couple of really good plays in left this year. The first offer on the way to Jordan Kassar, and a breaking ball is at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. Really, that's one where only the left fielders play. And Reitz is up for the task. Walters will look to Basabe at second. And the 0-1. And that is fouled off to the left side. And the count is 0-2. And it is worth mentioning that with this team, and it really goes back to 2019 and the first year that Morgan Ensberg was here. This was a squad that stole over 200 bases. Now, granted, they had the players that gave them the ability to do that. They have a lot of really fast guys who are now up at the big league level or pushing on it at AAA, the 0-2. And it swung on and missed. And Nash Walters continues his scoreless inning streak as he works around a one-out double and gets a great diving play in left by Jackson Reitz. We move on to the third. The Shuckers with a 4-0 lead. Trailing 4-0. Very different than it's been the last few days. 4-0 Biscuits as we move on to the third. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
Could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
The third inning, Shuckers trailing the Biscuits 4-0. The right-hander Jaden Murray deals one home and fouled off by Noah Campbell for a strike. It'll be Campbell, Lopez, and Freelich, the three due up here for the Shuckers. And to take you through the next few, here's Thomas Zenzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Murray's 0-1. Throw is in an elevated slider at the letters called strike. The switch hitting center fielder, it's 0-2 on Campbell. Well, Noah came in as a pinch hitter yesterday, or a defensive replacement. He's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. The 0-2 line drive right at Jones, the shortstop. Leaped up in the air and made the catch. We have seen Greg Jones leap before. I'd say it's about 60% of a jump. Not really a full extension, but had to get up there a little bit as he turns around and watches it on the video board in left center.
If he didn't time it right, that's right over his head and into the left field gap.
So unfortunately for Campbell, the athletic shortstop, Greg Jones, makes a good play on it. Now the catcher, Jason Lopez, from the right side. A slider slides off the edge of the plate for a ball. As Lopez kicks some dirt around. 4-0 Biscuits in the top of the third. One out, nobody on. And the 1-0 from the right-hander, Murray. As Lopez fouls off the fastball. Off the catcher, Hunts. Face mask, 1-1. Two home runs, 8 driven in. 171 average for Lopez. He's a member of the New York Yankees organization last year. 1-1. Two of his 7 hits are home runs this year with Biloxi. 2-1, and Lopez bouncing ball up the middle, back in it, stabbed by the second baseman, Wisely. Toss on the first, put him away. Wisely had a range over to the third base side of the bag. initiated more towards up the middle, so not too typical of play. And Jaden Murray is starting to find a groove here, where his two men sat down in the third. A lineup card flips over to Sal Frelick with the Shuckers trailing by four. The Brewers' number two prospect takes a fastball on the inner half at the belt call of strike. Frelick flied out to right field to kick off the game. A really high fly ball as well. That Hyde had to wait for as Frelick flares it out. Shallow left field, and it drops in for a base hit as Kazar traps it on a dive. A similar-looking baseball to what Reitz made the catch in last inning, but this time it didn't stay up long enough for Kazar to make a play. And Frelick's aboard at the first hit off of Murray today.
It just goes to show you, again, it's not easy out there in left field, and it's very impressive what Reitz has been able to do.
So now the right fielder, Joey Weimer, from the right side, is tardy on a fastball, 94 for strike one. Really is Reitz. We didn't know what his outfield history was when he made that first appearance way back at Trustmark Park earlier this year. The 0-1 as a check swing on the slider hits off the glove of Murray, bounces out the second to Wisely. The toss over 4-3. Put away the Shucker is in the third inning. No runs, a hit. And Frelick's left over at first base. 2.5 in the books. In Montgomery, 4-0 Biscuits on the Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is your... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the third inning, 4-0 Biscuits as a first pitch fastball from the right-hander Nash Walters is a called strike. To the DH today, the left-handed batter Eric Osberg. Walters out for his second full inning, ending in a third so far under his belt as Osberg fouls off the elevated fastball back towards the screen. It's 0-2. Osberg, Hunt, and Hyatt, 6-7-8 in the order. Biscuits planted four runs in the first inning. Jaden Murray has allowed just one hit so far. That was the Frelick two-out single. The 0-2, and a slider down in. Osberg checks the swing, appeal down to Justin Whitten at third, and the umpire Whitten says nope, Osberg held up. Osberg came up with the bases loaded in the first inning and worked a full count walk to drive home the second run of the inning as he fans on a fastball, 95 miles an hour for strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs going back to last inning for Walters. Three in his outing so far. So Nash, three in a row, sat down. And really five of the six he's faced, he's retired. As the first pitch to Hunt is fouled back to the netting for strike one. It was just the Oslavis-Basabi double last inning. Only man to reach off of Walters. One out, nobody on. Bottom three, 4-0 Biscuits. Walters lifts his leg. 0-1 is shot through the hole on the right side. Into right field, the base hit. A fastball into the hands, and Hunt able to line it just enough as it barely reaches the outfield grass. But his second base hit today. He's aboard at first. Brings up the left hit hitting right fielder, Garrett Hyatt. But really for Hunt, he can get the bat going. He's a big league player. Kind of similar to where Jackson Reitz was a few years ago. His first pitch is lined into right center field. It's down for a base hit. Weaver gets to it quickly as Hunt has to hold that second base. Well, the Biscuits starting swing early in the count and be aggressive. And that one kind of towards the edge of the bat as well, but Hyatt just able to get enough of it to muscle it out into the alley. Hunt's at second base, Hyde at first, one out, bottom three. Biscuits looking to tack on a few more insurance runs. Shuckers starter Victor Castaneda lasted just two-thirds of an inning. Walters has been in ever since. Tyler Frank, the first baseman, takes a curve. Frank playing first base today. You see him all around the infield he can play. Start of the series at third base. Left-handed batter waits the 1-0, is floored out into shallow left field. Here comes Reitz on a run, makes the catch, throws the second, but Hunt's back in standing. Reitz read it perfectly off the bat and came in on a full sprint. And the second out's recorded.
Just another really good read in left field by Jackson Reitz. And look, the Brewers are carrying three catchers right now at the major league level. So there's no space up there, but out in left field, there might be a chance.
Top of the order, Brett Wisely takes the fastball, 95 on the outside corner for strike one. What was it, 2 days ago, where Keston here around in left field?
A couple of days ago, and yeah. Granted, Keston played very well out there and
yeah.
Made a great catch.
The 0-1, a curveball, skipped up the middle. Monasterio gets to it from behind the second base bag. He throws to first as Dillard's able to corral it and bring a close to the third inning. No runs on two hits, and two men left aboard as Nash Walters' 13-inning scoreless streak continues on. After three, Biscuits 4, Shuckers nothing. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video? It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Top of the fourth inning, Shuckers still trailing. Montgomery Biscuits 4-0 on this Sunday afternoon. Series finale between both these two teams. Thomas Cirella, Garrett Green. As the Shuckers will send 3-4-5 in the order. Monasterio, Reitz, and Dillard. Face off against the right-hander, Jaden Murray. He's been spectacular so far. Murray has allowed just one hit across three innings and one strikeout. As his ERA Sub 3, 2.90. So Monastero, the shortstop, climbs in the right-hander's batter's box. Slight open stance. And a first pitch to Andrew is a fastball for a called strike at the belt. And that's what Monastero did the first time as well. He was taking all the way in his first at-bat on a fastball. And the 0-1, he fouls it off first base side. Another fastball, 0-2. Haven't seen too many change-ups from Murray. It's supposed to be in a fastball slider mix. And the 0-2. As a slider, Monastero pulls down the left field line. It's down for a base hit. Rolls up towards the corner. Cazar cuts it off, but Monastero will chug into second base. Would lead off double. And there is the Shuckers' second hit today.
Over the inside part of the plate, Monastero had to get his hands in, but just pulls it out into left field. An easy double for him.
So Monastero at second base. The Shuckers looking to plate that opening run, and why not have the Southern League league leader in home runs and RBI, Jackson Reitz, at the plate. Righty-righty matchup with Monastero at second. First pitch is a slider. He checks the swing and goes around for strike one.
Well, that's the thing is you're trailing 4-0, and it feels like it's a bigger deficit than it is. You get a run or two here in this inning and keep getting quality pitching out of your bullpen, you've got just as good of a chance with this offense as anybody.
The 0-1, and Reitz swinging bunt up the third base side. It stays fair on the grass. Murray barehand toss to first, and Reitz beats it out down the line. Monastero to third, an infield single for Jackson Reitz. He'll take it either way. And you're right, here come the Shuckers now. Runners on the corners and nobody out.
That is left fielder speed down the first baseline right there. Just a great job by Reitz. Recognized that ball was going to stay fair. And the only play was for Murray to get to it. And the most important thing for the Biscuits is that he made an accurate throw.
So again, Monastero leads off of third. Reitz is at first, and the switch hitting first baseman Thomas Dillard from the left side. First pitch he sees from Murray, hits it high in the air down the right field line, but tugged it just a bit too much. This is well foul for strike one.
Murray is fortunate there. That was nearly a one swing to a one run game.
Well, Murray trying to be more careful. Comes in from the belt, and his 0-1 delivery. Dillard takes high and tight with the fastball, 94, 1-1. Well, we have seen Dillard really play well against the Biscuits this season. 4 home runs against them out of his 7. Long pause between Murray and Dillard, down the 1-1. As Thomas fouls it off. Punch the catcher. There is a changeup. It's 1-2.
And even if Dillard doesn't hit it over the fence here, the right fielder Hyatt is shaded more towards left. And there's no one playing out in the shallow area in right. So if he can just get a ball out of the infield, easily going to score Monastero, and it might send Reitz to third.
One, two. And Dillard takes fastball high, 94, 2-2. Dillard lined out to right field to Hyatt earlier in this game. Back in the second inning, second time through the order. Reitz a short lead off of first as Murray peeks over his front left shoulder. 2-2 delivery is outside with the changeup. The count's full, 3-2.
Yeah, the second time through the order, you said it. We didn't really see a lot of that changeup. Now to have a third offering, Murray is trying to use that as a chase pitch, blowing away to the left-handed hitter.
Something's got to give here. Count's full. There goes Reitz, 3-2, and Dillard hits it well the opposite way. Cazar backpedals, makes the catch at the edge of the track, throws it into second base. Reitz has to go back, but Monastero tags up from third, and there is the Shuckers' first run today. A sacrifice fly by Thomas Dillard. It's now 4-1 Biscuits in the fourth. So So now Reitz is at first base with one gone. And the second baseman, Felix Valerio, takes a fastball up the knees, called strike. I think you're right when you were talking about earlier about just how it's really not a large lead. It feels bigger than what it is. Just a three-run deficit, 0-1. A slider popped up behind home and out of play just to the left of us. It's 0-2.
And, you know, I think that because it's a big first inning, then you're pressing. You're thinking, well, we have to hit home runs here. We have to get all of it back with one swing. And instead, because of how potent this lineup is, 1-9, all you have to do is just keep the line moving. And if they do what they've done over the last couple of days, drive in one run in every inning, well, over the next three frames, then they're right there heading into the eighth.
We've seen it before on the other side of it against the Embrays. As Murray pauses, now kicks the 0-2. Down on the way with the slider, 1-2. We saw where Jared Schuster and Ron Hell had to make it past the first inning as well, but they were able to calm the waters by their bullpen. Whoever they threw out next, even if they gave a run or two, it was still less than what they gave up in the first inning. And a lot of those games came right down to the wire. That's what, you know, Nash Walters has done, tossing a scoreless 2 1/3 innings. 1-2, and Valeria shoots it foul, first base side. Out of play.
Well, now if you're also able to maybe run up Murray's pitch count after he only threw 37 pitches through the first three innings. Take a look at it. LaSorsa threw three yesterday. Gal threw two. Garcia threw an inning and two-thirds. Tragatin threw 2 2/3 the other day. Gross threw two innings the other day. So the biscuits are a little thin.
1-2, bouncer up the middle, wisely steps in the bag as he retrieves it, throws to first, inning-ending double play, 4-3. But the good news is the Shockers get their first run on the sacrifice fly from Thomas Dillard. One run on two hits. We played 3.5 in Montgomery. Shockers trailing 4-1 on the Biloxi Shockers radio network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
map of the fourth inning at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. Shuckers get their first run on the Thomas Dillard sacrifice fly. Nash Walters' 13-inning scoreless streak. And it will continue because Harold Chirino comes in the ballgame for Walters.
After Chirino, 24th appearance of the year, 1-1 with a 2.73 earned run average for the right-hander.
First pitch to the shortstop, Greg Jones, is a fastball in the outer half, called strike.
29 2/3 innings, Chirino has given up 13 runs, 9 earned on 23 hits. He has walked 9 and struck out 27. Opponents are hitting just 213 against the right-hander.
Chirino's 0-1, down and away with the slider, 1-1. So again, Nash Walters, 2 1/3 scoreless innings. Today, struck out 3. Really good outing from him as the 1-1. A fastball right on the outside, black, 97 miles an hour. Caught on, head on Jones, 1-2, who is 1-for-2 today. Singled, stole the base, and scored in the four-run first inning. 4-1 Biscuits. Torino's 1-2, and a slider down and away, trying to backdoor it. He missed at the ankles, 2-2. Well, the train has stopped. That sits behind the left field wall. Must be some type of backup on the train tracks that run all up and down past Riverwalk Stadium. The 2-2, Jones, a two-hopper out the short. Monasterio fields at the gut, throws across the diamond to put away the speedy shortstop. One gone. Brings up the third baseman, Oslavis Basabe. But Garrett, I was telling you before, when I worked at the golf course of Massachusetts and Worcester, we would have trains like that all the time that just stopped. Train tracks ran right through the middle of the golf course, and you'd have a tunnel that would go underneath in case something like that happened. First time we've seen it here this year, though. First pitch, a little flare. Out to second base, and Valerio ranges to his left in the hole. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out.
Yeah, when the train stops out there in left, what's always fun is when you hear the rippling effect of the train starting and the clang of metal and the dull thud that comes with it as the momentum gets rolling and the train starts moving one way or the other.
I thought you were going to say the thud of a baseball hitting against it. That's,
there is that option with it being parked out there, though. That's not ideal with the fact that the Shuckers are not batting here in the bottom of the fourth.
First pitch, fastball down and into Meisner for ball. I was going to say that only in the top half of the innings would that be acceptable.
What's really unfair is that there are a couple of train cars that are just flatbeds out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes away the height of your target.
1-0. Meisner, the left-handed batter, takes low with the fastball, 2-0.
Yeah, it's not like the big storage cars or the oil tankers. Just to the left of the scoreboard out in left field.
2-0 as Torino throws a slider low to Meisner, 3-0.
That would be the ultimate travesty, wouldn't it? You hit a ball that would have hit a train car, but because it is just a flatbed, it flies right over it, and you don't technically get a train home run.
3-0, and Meisner taking all the way, a fastball at the thigh level, called strike. That would be disappointing. Now, it'd be even, I guess, more of a feat than if you're able to elevate it and hit squarely on the flatbed then. But we'll take any train home runs we can get. 3-1's inside, ball four with the fastball. So a two-out walk issue to Meisner. Second time today, he's reached via walk. Just one official at bat in his three plate appearances now. So runner at first, two outs, bottom four. 4-1 Biscuits in this series finale on a gorgeous Sunday for baseball in Montgomery. Few clouds in the sky, but the sun shining down at Riverwalk Stadium. First pitch to Kazar is flown out in a deep right center field. Weimer on the run makes the catch in the alley, a few steps shy of the track in the 373 sign to bring a close to this fourth inning. So the two-out walk comes to nothing in the fourth. Another shutout thrown by the Shuckers bullpen, but the Biscuits still on top, 4-1 after four. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3. This takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTechStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Top of the fifth inning, Shuckers behind 4-1 to the Biscuits. Jaden Murray, the right-hander, will face the bottom three in the order. And with that, we send it back to Garrett Green to take you through the next few innings.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So we'll be Devaney, Campbell, and Lopez, bottom third of the order here. As the right-hander, Jaden Murray, long hesitation before he deals, and Devaney skips back from an inside fastball at 93. It is 1-0. Well, 54 pitches on the day now for Murray. He has filled up the strike zone, 43 of them for strikes. The right-hander's one ball offer. And Devaney lines this into center field. Long run in for Meisner. At a dive, he reaches and he hauls it in. Cameron Meisner sprinting in. And as he went diving forward, he's able to scoop it before it hits the turf and robs Devaney of a single out in center. What a play by the center fielder. That's two excellent catches we've seen in the outfield so far, and we're not even at the halfway point of this game.
Be seeing that one on SportsCenter tonight.
One gone, and Noah Campbell, the hitter, has the first offer, and Campbell caught stretching for a foul. Well, the Biscuits scored all four of their runs in the first inning. A solo home run by Brett Wisely, a walk that forced in a run, an RBI single by Blake Hunt, and then an error as the next offer misses into Campbell. It is 1-1. Now, Campbell is 0-1 today with a sharp line out to short. That was where Greg Jones made a good leaping catch. So set down though, 1-1. And Campbell instead hits this one up the middle and into center field, a base hit. So the Shuckers have now had a hit in each of the last three innings. They have put a man on base in each of the last four. We'll see if they can continue to chip away here as Jason Lopez comes to bat. Remember, the Shuckers put together a four-run first inning in the contest back on Wednesday night. And they ended up losing that game 8-4. So they know that certainly the game is not over just because of a big first inning. Kick on the first offer. And Lopez takes a fastball. For a strike, it is 0-1. Jason 0-1 today. He grounded out to second, back in the second. Biggest thing the Shuckers need to do is avoid the double play here. They have already hit into one today. Murray the 0-1. And that is nubbed up the middle, right to second base, scooped up for one, on to first in time. And there is the twin killing. Well, that is the issue you run into with a sinker ball pitcher. And Jaden Murray gets a pitcher's best friend for the last two outs. We're halfway home, and the Shuckers trail it 4-1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday. Presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
As for the fifth inning, the Shuckers trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 4-1. Four-run first inning for Montgomery. Shuckers a run in the fourth on a sack fly by Thomas Diller. It'll be Eric Osberg, Blake Hunt, and Garrett Hyatt, the 3-2 up here, as the right-hander Harold Chirino comes out for a second inning of work. Nash Walters, 2 1/3 scoreless innings for the Shuckers. Really helped right things, and now Chirino trying to keep it rolling. First pitch to Osberg, and it is fouled back for a strike. It is 0-1. Shuckers finishing off a six-game series over 7 days here against Montgomery. Remember, the series started on Monday, on July 4th, and then we had Tuesday as the off day. 0-1 is a bouncer. First base side, Dillard gloves, underhands to a covering Chirino, and he sorts his feet out and gets to the bag in front of Osberg. Chirino, and the question was just going to be whether when he caught the ball, if he got his foot on the base, and he does. 3-1 on the put out of Osberg, one gone, and Blake Hunt in the batter. The Shuckers will continue their only 12-game road trip of the year as they will head north to take on the Tennessee Smokies starting on Tuesday after an off day tomorrow. First offer on the way in a fastball at 94 inside the Hunt. It is 1-0. Shuckers then will have the All-Star break before we return home for 9 games at MGM Park over 10 days. The 1-0 and a slider nearly catches the inside edge in the righty-righty matchup. It is 2-0 to Hunt. Hunt is 2-for-2 today with a pair of opposite field singles. One of them drove in a run as part of that 4-run first. The set and the 2-0. And this is fouled off of Lopez. The count is now 2-1. The Shuckers will be back at home to take on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Yes, we see them for 3 more games. And then don't see them until the last series of the year. We'll then have an off day. And these Biscuits will be in town for the last time this season, as this is a check swing tapper foul. And the count is 2-2 to Hunt. Meanwhile, for Montgomery, they will be heading north as well, as they will go up to Regents Field to take on the Birmingham Barons for 6 games. The 2-2, and a swing and a miss and a ball in the dirt. Hunt is arguing that he fouled it off, and Lopez is going to come over and go to apply the tag. Hunt doesn't let him. He moves away, and so that is the strikeout. Blake Hunt's not happy about it, claiming that he got a piece of his bat to a slider way outside. But it's the first strikeout of the day for Chirino. There's two going here in the fifth. Last night due to the rain, we're about an hour and a half south of Birmingham. And, well, in Birmingham, they got the rain much earlier than we did. As the pitch is high for a ball, it is 1-0. So they did not even start last night. Instead, they just opted to play a doubleheader today, starting at 2 o'clock. Game one is already in the books there, and it was a wild one. The 1-0, and a weave and a miss. And the count is 1-1 to Hyatt. Shuckers trailing at 4-1 here in the home half of the fifth inning at Riverwalk Stadium. A Birmingham fell behind 1-0 in the first. They scored one in the second, one in the first, and one in the third. So they had a 3-1 lead going to the fourth. 1-1, a check swing by Hyatt on a knee-buckling slider, but he doesn't bring the bat through. And the count is 2-1. Tennessee then scored 5 in the top of the fourth inning. A wild pitch, a single, a 2-RBI double, and another double as a 2-1 fastball. High and outside, 3-1 to Hyatt. Matt Mervis with his 15th double, and he drove in another. So at that point, Tennessee had a 6-3 lead, and they made it 7-3 in the sixth on a Jake Slaughter double. All right, so they are cruising to a victory in a seven-inning game. 3-1, swing and a miss. The count is 3-2, and there goes the train out in left field. But then the Barons, in the bottom of the seventh, scored 5 runs, including a walk-off 2-run homer by Rowdy Reed to top Tennessee 8-7.
Wow.
3-2. High chopper, first base side, fielded by Dillard. He'll underhand to Chirino, covering casually, and he's able to get there in front of Hyatt. And it's another 1-2-3 inning for Harold Chirino. So we head on to the sixth. Checkers still trailing it by 3 at 4-1. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Checkers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Hey, Russell Wilson here. With Play 60, United Way in the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Start of the sixth inning, Shuckers trailing it 4-1. Sal Frelick leads it off for Biloxi, and he fouls off the first pitch from the right-hander Jaden Murray. It is no balls and a strike to Sal. So Murray, 61 pitches, now 49 of them for strikes, so he has been all kinds of in the zone today. As the 0-1 and Frelick spoils another one back foul. It is 0-2. Shuckers have managed just one run off of 4 hits against the right-hander. It was a sack fly by Thomas Dillard back in the fourth inning. Biscuits scored all 4 of their runs in the first off of Victor Kenny, 0-2. And this is shot down the left field line foul. And so Frelick with 3 straight foul balls. Sal is 1-for-3 today. Check out 1-for-2 today. With a single back in the third, and he flied to right back in the first. The kick and the 0-2. And that is inside as Frelick steps back from it. And the count is 1-2. And Thomas, we were mentioning the other day about the train engines and how long a train is going to be based on how many engines are at the front of it or the back of it. They send the 1-2. And Frelick lifts this one into left field. Easy range back for Kassar, and he'll haul it in. One gone and Weimer the batter. Well, the train that is going by out in left field just had an engine that looks like it's in the middle of the train.
And
I'd say that means it is a long train. You are exactly right.
I was going to say, is it just me, or is that train was booking it in the beginning? It looked a lot faster than a lot of other trains that have gone by here.
It is just gaining speed as it leaves the yard. So now it's Weimer from the right side, and Joey checks his swing on a called strike slider on the low outside corner. It is 0-1. Weimer is 0-for-2 today. Hit a sharp line drive to right back in the first, and he grounded out to second his last time up. 0-1, and he fouls one in and out of the mitt of the catcher Hunt. And the count is 0-2. Shuckers looking for a series split here in Montgomery if they can come back and win this one today. Trailing 4-1 in the top of the sixth. Murray, the 0-2, and that is high. The count is a ball and 2 strikes to Weimer. Well, no action out of the pen right now for right-hander Murray. As the 1-2 offer is bounced up the third baseline but foul. That was an outside pitch, and Joey was able to turn his wrists over on it and pull it foul. That just shows you how strong the Shuckers right fielder is. It did have a double in the game last night. And a swing and a miss on a slider low and away. Murray picks up just his second strikeout of the game. Two going in the inning, and it brings up the shortstop, Andrew Monasterio.
Well, Murray just seems like a prototypical Tampa Bay Rays pitcher, and he's someone that's gaining traction in the Rays system with just his command and control.
First offer to Monasterio, and that one is a bounded foul over on the first base side for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, and especially considering that right now, from the outside looking in, Murray is that guy that you turn to every fifth day and say, when he pitches, we're probably winning. The 0-1, and Monasterio fouls it back. It is 0-2. And having that guy in your rotation is just invaluable. I know that now the role of starters has been reduced a lot, but you put a guy out there and have a chance to win. As the 0-2, and Monasterio strikes out swinging at the top of the zone. And so it's a 1-2-3 inning for Jaden Murray as he picks up his third strikeout. And we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Biscuits with a 4-1 lead over the Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 65 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Home half of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers are trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 4-1. A good day for the right-hander Harold Chirino as he goes two scoreless innings. And here in the bottom of the sixth, the Shuckers will turn to the right-hander Cam Robinson.
Robinson, his third appearance with Biloxi. He's tossed two scoreless innings, struck out two, has hit a batter. Seven batters he's faced at Double-A this season. In Wisconsin, though, he was master class, .45 ERA, 19 saves, and a 3-1 record.
So now it's Tyler Frank in the first pitch, bounced out to second. Gloved by Valerio, short throw to first in time, one gone on one pitch. And the lineup will turn back over to Brett Wisely. Well, this is slightly confusing, because you would have assumed that after Robinson threw on Wednesday, and after he threw on Friday, the reason that Biloxi did not throw him in the resumption of their suspended game was because he was unavailable today. He set on the first offer to Wisely, and a fastball is inside for a ball 1-0. And look, Venero is the closer for Biloxi this year. He's got seven saves for them this season. You'd understand why the decision was made to turn to him. 1-0, and that swung on and missed, and the count is 1-1. But in a game where you absolutely need to get a win, leader in closing, with 19 saves and 21 chances as the 1-1 fouled back, The count is 1-2, who at AA, so far in his first two appearances against this team, the only base runner he has allowed on a hit-by-pitch. I just do not understand why in his three appearances he has come in when the Shuckers have been trailing by four runs, when they have been leading by six runs. As the 1-2, he's hit in the air center field. Campbell chasing back on it. He reaches up just shy of the warning track and makes the catch for the out. Two gone in the inning on the line out to center by Brett Wisely. And now it's Greg Jones. But again, for the only base runner to reach on a hit by pitch, and you have not even given him a chance to throw in a save situation in AA when he is literally the best closer in minor league baseball right now. I understand that there's development, there's the days guys are supposed to throw, but if he was going to throw today anyway, why not put him in a save situation, especially his first test at AA when you're trying to win a game? It just does not make sense to me. Pitches upstairs, it is 1-0. Now, I do understand bringing him in this spot right here to try and keep this at a three-run game. 1-0 pitch, big swing and a miss on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-1 to Jones. Because Nash Walters is one of your high-leverage relievers, Harold Chirino can also fall into that category, and you're trying to keep yourself in striking distance. 1-1 curveball a little inside. The count is 2-1 now to Jones. But again, if Robinson was set to throw today anyway, I don't understand why you don't use him in the spot that he has demonstrated he is able to pitch this year. 2-1. And that's right at the knees with a fastball at 95 for a strike. And the count is 2-2. Shuckers trailing at 4-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Robinson looking for a 1-2-3 frame. The line hitter nods in agreement. And he's 2-2 pitch. He is down in the dirt. Buried a slider. So the count is 3-2. The right-hander fastball that sits in the mid-90s, a slider in the mid to high 80s, and that 12-6 curveball. The set and the 3-2, and a swing and a miss on a fastball, and it's another excellent inning for Cam Robinson, the right-hander for the Shuckers. We go on to the seventh. Biloxi still trailing at 4-1. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, and in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Start of the seventh inning, Shuckers are trailing by three. It's 4-1 in favor of the Biscuits. Jackson Reitz will lead things off, and there's a new hurler on the mound. As the right-hander Nathan Witt comes in for the seventh to tell you all about him and take you through the seventh inning. Here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Jackson Reitz stands in the right side against the new right-hander Nathan Witt, whose first pitch is a fastball 95, thigh-high for called strike. So Jaden Murray, the Biscuits starter, throws 73 pitches, 59 of them for strikes across six innings. A one-run baseball. The 0-1 fastball fouled back over the press box, 0-2. Four hits, no walks, three strikeouts for Murray. Struck out the last two batters that he faced. So he has to be pretty happy. And a chance for another win to start and end this series with a victory with the Biscuits on top 4-1. And the 0-2 is outside with the fastball. As Hunt trying to bring it back towards the white part of the plate, 1-2. 26-year-old from Clarkston, Michigan, went 6'4", 210 on the mound. As the rider kicks, 1-2. Is just off the plate. Worked a slider that Reed slid off. 2-2 now the count. Reed so hit by pitch. It'll single today's two trips. Third time through the order. And the 2-2 offering as Reed flies in the air. Center field. Meisner jogs in a few steps. Casually on the run. Makes the grab. One away. Wynn was originally drafted by the Los Angeles Dodgers in the 17th round of the 2017 draft out of Michigan State. Montgomery's or his second season in Montgomery, 22nd appearance this year out of the bullpen, 0-2 record of 5.68 ERA. As a first pitch fastball, 97 down and in to the switch hitting first baseman Thomas Dillard, standing in the left side. Wynn's pitched 25 in the third innings this year. As the 1-0 is popped high in the air, shallow left field, Kazar. The left fielder ranging towards the line. One step back away from it, makes the catch. Pair of outfield outs, with you two gone in the top of the seventh inning. Wynn has struck out 27, walked 20, though. And you can see why the Rays like him. A fastball. Shuckers have nobody on in two gone, top seven, trailing by three. And first pitch, a slider on the outer half, called strike to the second baseman, Felix Valerio. Left side of the infield is pulled towards the third base side as Valerio out in front of a breaking ball down to a knee. He's behind 0-2. Valerio. Double play ball that ended the fourth and a foolish choice, but he did pick up a stolen base. 0-2 today. Two outs, the 0-2. And Valerio checks his swing. They'll peel the first. Able to hold up, though. Witt with a kind of a... See some players match their shoes with the jersey. His glove is a light blue. UNC blue jersey, and the 1-2 is fouled off. Hunt the catcher.
The teal-colored, kind of greenish-blue glove has been very popular this year. Harold Chirino has one. Nick Bennett has one. Witt's got one.
Jeffrey Yan has one.
Yan is the one that really stands out.
1-2 to Valerio. And a slider off the plate outside, and the count evens. Got a couple custom gloves. Not sure if which is likes the color. He just says, oh, we got these jersey colors that match. 2-2, and Valerio fouls it off himself on the right side, and the count continues. Now Biscuits looking to win the series. Slider and a changeup in Witt's arsenal as well. And the 2-2 breaking ball is popped up left side of the diamond. Jones, the shortstop, in line with the bag, makes the catch over his left shoulder. What a foul out of the inning. They go down in order, 1-2-3 in the seventh. It's stretch time in on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
We're on the air. Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Seventh inning, Shuckers still trailing a field goal 4-1 here in Montgomery. New pitcher in the ballgame, Ken Hassler replaces the right-hander and Cam Robinson.
10th appearance of the year for Hassler. In 12 and a third innings, he's given up 13 runs. Just 8 of them have been earned on 13 hits. He's walked 6 and struck out 14. Opponents are hitting 260 against the right-hander, Ken Hassler.
3-4-5, due up in the owner as Oslivas Basabi takes a fastball at the belt called strike. So again, Hassler replacing Robinson, who went a scoreless out. 1-2-3. Sixth inning he threw as Hassler drops in a breaking ball that sinks down and away, 1-1. Basabi 1-for-3 this afternoon, double in the second inning. A fly out and a pop out to fill out his box score line. Infield back all the way around against the right-hander in the 1-1. Another something off that time on the fastball, 1-2. The Shuckers bullpen has been great today. After Victor Cassino went just 2/3 of an inning. 1-2, a breaking ball in the dirt. Basabi swords after it. Lopez tosses it down to first to complete the strikeout. And Robinson headed to his outing with a punch out. Hassler starts his with one of his own. Puts away Basabi, one gone in the seventh. But Hassler on his own, a 3-1/3 scoreless inning streak. Make it 3-2/3, which has now tied his season long with Biloxi. One out, base is empty, and the center fielder Cameron Meisner from the left side takes a breaking pitch inside for ball one. Meisner, and the scouting report for him is a lot of different, does a lot for your team. One of those is getting on base as Meisner lines it into right field to base it. Two walks and now a single in four plate appearances this afternoon, and he continues to just get on base. Former first round pick out of Missouri. Brings up a streak of 8 in a row sat down by Shuckers pitching.
Coincidentally, the last person who reached was Cameron Meisner on a walk. So he has gotten on base in, what is that now, 8 of his last 9 times up.
Yeah, on the side of the Shuckers pitching this series, he's at first and one out. A fastball 91 that he has called strike to Jordan Cazar, who is no easy task either.
And he got one night off against the lefty Brandon Kinnard and has come back with a vengeance.
All you need sometimes is just 24 hours yourself and bang, right back into it. The 0-1 is underneath the letters for a called strike with the breaking ball. 0-2 to Kazar. Singleton scored in the first inning to extend his on-base streak to 11 games. A strikeout, a fly on his other two trips. First time he's been up since the fourth inning, though. Been a while. The 0-2, and Kazar off the edge of the bat, pops it up, foul ground, third base side. Devaney in towards the dugout, but it lands on top of it and back in towards the field of play. So Kazar gets another chance here. I have to wonder, at MGM Park, maybe a little bit bigger on that third base side, would give Devaney possibly a chance, but don't know. I think it still gets out. That's why there is ballpark factors that come into play when you talk about baseball analytics.
The 0-2 from Hassler. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball looked like a changeup that sunk low below the knees. And Hassler strikes out two of the first three he faces.
Would be two gone.
So Meisner is still at first base. 4-1. Biscuits in the seventh inning. They win this game. We'll take four of the six. Trying to keep up with the Embraves. Currently in first place, 8-3 record. First pitch fastball, the outside black called strike. The DH, Eric Osborne. Had a chance to listen to the Biscuit Bites, I believe they're called. The broadcaster, Montgomery Chris out on his wall, sat down with Osborne yesterday and asked there will check on the runner Meisner at first. But Osborne in a Camden Vaney ball team. Vaney from just over the border in New Hampshire, but played high school baseball in Massachusetts. And Osberg out from Western Mass in Florence. The 0-1, and Osberg takes high and away, 1-1. But just like we kind of talked about Jackson Reed, Sal, his first position before high school was in left field, and then he transitioned behind home plate. Osberg was another late bloomer behind home plate. He didn't start playing in the catching position until high school. 1-1 as Osberg fouls it off himself at the dish. 1-2. Just a lot of similarities between certain guys, talking with Robbie Hitt for our next program article. You can catch it at MGM Park next month on Robbie Hitt. Robbie said he went to Quinnipiac in Connecticut and Hamden. He said he wanted to go to UConn. It's exactly the same school where Osberg wanted to go. Instead, opted for the University of Hartford. 1-2 and a fastball high, 2-2. Oh, but Osberg, a little bit of good reason. The assistant coach at the time over there, Justin Blood, was in the manager, the head coach at Hartford. Brought some recruits with him. Osberg was kind of one of those guys. Of course, UConn making the Super Regional this year. 2-2, fastball high, runner goes. Lopez's throw down a second, and they get Meisner. So Lopez able to hose down the runner to end the seventh inning, but Ken Hassler punches out two in the inning. Move on to the eighth after seven. 4-1 Biscuits. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
John Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters! Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, Nathan Witt back out for his second full inning with his squad on top of the Shuckers, 4-1. Cam Devaney will kick things off, and with that, we send it back to our starter and closer, Eric Green.
I don't know if you're technically allowed to sub out and sub back in, but we're on the radio, so things are a little different up here. Cam Devaney comes on. He will bat first, and then it'll be Noah Campbell and Jason Lopez, bottom third of the order. Right-hander Nathan Witt is out for a second inning of work for the Biscuits. First offer to Devaney is a fastball low. It is 1-0. Four runs, eight hits, no errors for the Biscuits. One run, four hits, one error for the Shuckers. That one error did lead to the last run the Biscuits scored as part of a four-run first. 1-0 and Devaney down to an E as he pulls this one up the third baseline foul. The count is 1-1. Shuckers got their only run back in the fourth inning. Lead-off double by Monasterio, infield single by Reitz, and a sack fly by Thomas Diller driving in a run. The 1-1, two balls and a strike to Devaney. And Cam looking to continue a six-game hitting streak. Had two hits in the game last night, a home run and a single. The 2-1, and he hits this high in the air, right field. Hyatt is having to continue tracking back, but just shy of the warning track, he camps underneath it and holds it in for the out. Devaney over three today with a line out, a fly out, and a strikeout. And now it's Noah Campbell. Worth noting, there is no action out in Biloxi's bullpen, so it looks like Ken Hassler is going to come back out for the bottom of the eighth. Shuckers having to bullpen their way through this game, heading into an off day after Victor Castaneda lasted just two-thirds of an inning. First offer to Campbell, and that's yanked first base side and foul. Noah Zafalas is serving as the first base coach right now for the Shuckers. And Nash Walters is back down in the bullpen. What a guy. He could be in the dugout not doing anything right now if he wanted to. The 0-1. And that is hit on the ground. This time it's knocked down by the first baseman, Frank, but he can't field it. It's gloved by the second baseman wisely, and the throw to first is not in time. Witt held up the glove, showing that he had caught the ball, but he did not get to first in front of Campbell, and that should be an infield single for Noah.
That is pretty nifty. We had a 1-4-3 earlier in the game in the third inning against Weimer. We almost had a 3-4-1.
I don't know if I've seen the 3-4-1 before.
I haven't.
And they did give it as a hit. So a man on with one gone and Jason Lopez the batter. And right now, Lopez just needs to avoid hitting into a double play like he did his last time up in the fifth. Campbell with a short lead off of first and the pitch. And that is taken down low for a ball. It is 1-0. The right-hander Jaden Murray got the start. Six innings, one run on four hits, no walks, and three strikeouts. It really felt like he maybe could have come back out for the seventh inning. 73 pitches to make it through six innings, but six innings is the cap for the Biscuits. There goes Campbell. The pitch is outside, and there will be no throw. So the stolen base for Noah Campbell. On ball number two to Jason Lopez. And Campbell Doyle blue jersey anyway. And not defensive indifference, he was definitely being held on. So a steal there for Campbell. And we have a little bit of extra time for Campbell to make sure that he is all good to go after getting a lot of dirt on the front of that jersey. He'll set down the 2-0. And Lopez backs up from an inside pitch. It's three balls and no strikes. And this is the other thing. The bullpen has done such a good job today. Nash Walters, 2 1/3 scoreless innings. Harold Chirino, 2 scoreless innings. Cam Robinson, a scoreless inning. And Kent Hassler with a scoreless inning. But again, the Shuckers are just down by three here in the eighth. 3-0. And Lopez taking the entire way. It's a strike at the knees. 3-1. So if you're able to just do something here in this eighth inning, put yourself in a position to be right there in the ninth, or you know, maybe put up a three spot here or four runs, Shuckers certainly can do it. 3-1, and Lopez fouls back a fastball. Letter high on the inner half, so it would have been strike two anyway. Well, the count has no run full to the Shuckers catcher.
Especially if you are, like you said, able to get Lopez on and bring that top of the lineup card back over. Again, we've talked about all game. It just four runs in the first inning. It feels like it's eight runs, but it's not. You're right there.
One gone and the 3-2. And Lopez takes high and away for ball four. And so Sal Frelick is going to come to the plate here in the eighth inning, and he will represent the tying run for Biloxi. There is no action out in the Biscuits bullpen as it stands right now. Though it does look like their left-handed closer, Jose Lopez, is starting to rumble around out there. So a walk to Lopez after a single and a steal for Campbell. And it brings up Frelick, the first pitch. And Sal hits this back-of-home foul for a strike. It is 0-1. And again, as much as you would like for Freelick to hit a game-tying three-run homer here, just need to keep the line turning. Keep bringing up this Shuckers offense that was so potent in the month of June. The 0-1. And a swing and a tipper. Freelick was aiming to put that one over the right field berm there. The count is 0-2. Right fielder Hyatt playing straight away. Center fielder Meisner is shaded towards left by more than a few strides. The 0-2. And Freelick takes upstairs with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 1-2. And indeed, it does look like the left-hander Lopez is ready to warm up. He just needs a bullpen catcher. And he currently does not have one.
They need me. I'll go down there.
Well, you can volunteer for that. I'm not going to put the gear on this 90-degree afternoon. The 1-2. And a spinner way outside. That was out of the hand nine kinds of ball. And Hunt was alert to it and moved to the outer edge. Well, the option is for R.J. Alvarez, or not R.J., Roberto Alvarez.
You're thinking of Robert Trent Jones.
No, I'm thinking of another player named R.J. Alvarez. It's just not the case. Well, that's twice now. But Alvarez is the man to go down there. 2-2, and Freelick lifts this foul over on the left side. The count will stay at two balls and two strikes to Sal. But Alvarez is the only option because Hunt is the game catcher and Eric Ostberg is the designated hitter today. The Biscuits carrying three catchers just like Biloxi. And a step off by the pitcher Witt. Campbell at second, Lopez at first. Shuckers trailing 4-1 with one out in the eighth. The 2-2 to Freelick. And Sal hits a skipper right side. That's into right field, a base hit. Campbell is going to get the wave. The throw is going to go to third as Lopez tries to advance, and the tag gets him. So Campbell comes in to score as Freelick picks up an RBI single. But the Biscuits do get the second out as Lopez is thrown out trying to go first to third on the play. Garrett Hyatt to not even try to get the runner at home and instead just do what he could to get an out.
As you said, that is really well done by the Biscuits, and now it's more of a dire situation with just a runner on first, able to get the man at third. He's probably the higher likely chance you're going to get him than, you know, Speedy Campbell from second scoring on a single to right field.
So with Joey Weimer coming to bat, again with a man at first, Weimer still represents the tying run himself here. Even though Joey has been in the midst of a difficult stretch right now, always a dangerous hitter. He is one for his last 24 as the first offer is on the outside black with a fastball for a strike. It is 0-1, but with so much power in his bat, one good swing from Weimer and good speed on first could do a lot of damage. The set in the 0-1, and that is off the plate with the fastball. It is 1-1. Joey with a sharp line out to right back in the first, had that 1-4-3 out in the third. He struck out swinging his last time up in the sixth. 4-2 now in favor of the Biscuits here in the eighth, the 1-1. And Weimer checks his swing on a fastball right at the bottom of the zone. And the count is now 1-2 to Joey. Witt heads to the rosin bag, gives it two squeezes before he drops it on the backside of the hill. Now retoes the rubber from the first base side as Freelick takes a short lead off of the bat. And the 1-2, and Weimer watches a fastball zip by outside. The count runs even at two balls and two strikes to Joey. Well, the infield plays Weimer to pull. Second baseman Wisely is just two steps off of second and way back. Shortstop Jones is deep in the hole, and the third baseman, Basabe, is only a few steps in when Weimer yanks this into left field, a base hit. There it is from Joey, a sharp single right through the defense on the left side. And now he is on first as the tying run, and Andrew Monasterio coming to bat.
Oh, Witt just trying to beat with a fastball on the front side, and you know that's really Weimer's M.O. You throw anything on the inside corner, usually that's a recipe for disaster. As you said, just able to pull it right through the 5-6 hole on the left side. A frozen rope.
So the Shuckers have gotten a run here in the eighth, and now they have Freelich at second and Weimer at first, and Witt is going to take a disengagement before his first pitch to Monasterio. Freelich, the DH today, doing a little bit to limber up the legs as he will try and score on anything put in play. And now a call for a mound visit as Hunt is going to come out. Left-hander Lopez is continuing to warm out in the bullpen. You would just imagine that that is to give him an extra second to throw a few more pitches, but Monasterio is going to face off against Witt here. Inning started with a single by Campbell. He stole second. Lopez walked. Then a single by Freelich scored a run. So Lopez was thrown out at third. First offer to Monasterio, and a slider comes in. Belt high on the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Monasterio today, 1-for-3 with a double and a run score. The set in the 0-1. And a check swing. They will appeal to first, and Steve Hodgins, even though Monasterio had the barrel of the bat back of home, still says he went through the zone, and the count is 0-2. So I guess the wrists flinched, and Monasterio did a good job freezing the bat. But nonetheless, he's in an 0-2 hole here. 4-2 biscuits in the top of the eighth inning. Big spot here for Monasterio. Witt readies in the 0-2. And a spinner misses the inner edge. That looks like it was going to hit Monasterio in the shoulder and at the last moment fell in towards the inner edge of the plate. And a good take for ball one. Shuckers would love to give him a chance here as well. The 1-2. He's outside with a fastball. 97 miles an hour. And the count is 2-2. So Wynn really being forced to throw a lot of pitches here. He's now up to 41 on this afternoon. Jaden Murray did a lot to cruise through six innings today. Tying run is at first in the form of Weimer. And the 2-2, and Monasterio fouls it off right at the plate. Comes to rest in the batter's box. And the count will stay at 2-2 to Andrew. Now Ken Hassler down in the dugout is pinwheeling his arm around, trying to stay loose. He will take all the run support that he can get. Gladly stay in the dugout a little bit longer if the Shuckers can bring this one level or maybe take the lead. Freelich at second, Weimer at first. The 2-2, and Monasterio strikes out swinging on a slider on the outside edge. But Biloxi does get a run back on the RBI single by Sal Freelich. And as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning, it's now Montgomery 4 and Biloxi 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
With MILB.TV, you can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Home half of the eighth inning, Shuckers have inched closer. They trail it 4-2. The right-hander Kent Hassler comes out for his second inning of work. It's Eric Osberg, the left-handed hitting DH, to lead things off here in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch from Hassler, and a fastball is right at the top of the zone for a called strike. It is 0-1. Osberg was batting in the seventh inning when Cameron Meisner attempted to steal second and was thrown out by Lopez. As this is rolled up the first baseline, it stays fair. Dillard drops it, but right at his feet, and he recovers it underhands to Hassler, covering the base. So initially, you thought Dillard might scoop and go to the base himself, but Hassler, right off the mound, is there, and it's another 3-1 put out today. First out here in the eighth.
Well, Dillard's been a busy man, as you said, going back to the continuation. First two batters, each of them hit it right over Dillard's way, and a pair of three unassisted put outs.
3-1 put outs as well in the last inning that Harold Chirino pitched back in the fifth. First offer to Blake Hunt, and that is hit the opposite way towards the Shuckers bullpen, but foul. That is strike one. Well, Hunt is 2-for-2 today. Check that, 2-for-3 today with two singles and a strikeout. He had an RBI single in the first inning. Part of a four-run frame for Montgomery. The only runs the Biscuits have scored. The 0-1. And a rip and a miss at a fastball on the outer edge. It is 0-2 now to Hunt. Nash Walters came in and got a strikeout with the bases loaded. Harold Chirino, two scoreless innings. And Cam Robinson, a scoreless frame. The 0-2. And a rip and a miss. He got him to chase a high heater. Third strikeout for Hassler. And with two gone, it's Garrett Hyatt. What a good job by Biloxi's bullpen. It's always a tough day whenever you are told, hey, starter got two outs today. You have to get the rest. And they have answered the bell. We'll see if the offense can do the same in the top of the ninth inning. One more out to go to get there, though, as Hassler peers in and deals to Hyatt. And a first pitch breaking ball is on the outer edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Due up for Biloxi in the ninth. It'll be Reitz, Dillard, and Valerio. So a good three to send to the plate, trailing by a pair, the 0-1. And a stretch and a miss at an outside fastball. It's 0-2. Left-hander Lopez continuing to warm for the Biscuits, so it is likely the Shuckers will see him in the ninth. Righty Hassler sets, and the 0-2 is a little high. Hyatt thought about swinging and just held up. And so the count, a ball and two strikes to Hyatt, who's 1-for-3 today, with that 3-1 ground out back in the fifth. Last time that he came to bat, we're now here in the bottom of the eighth. The 1-2. Is just cute foul. Came in around the hands with an off-speed pitch. So the count stays at 1-2. Shuckers needing a victory to come away with a series split against these Biscuits. It'll be 500 on their road trip heading to Tennessee. Shuckers have an off day tomorrow and then start 6 against the Smokies on Tuesday night. Hassler sets. And the 1-2, swing and a miss. He threw him a changeup at the bottom of the zone. And it's four strikeouts over two scoreless innings for Ken Hassler. And what a performance by Biloxi's bullpen. Here's hoping they get one more inning to work with. As we head on to the top of the ninth at 4-2, we'll have it for you on the other side as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Heading to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5. 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Start of the ninth inning, Shuckers trailing by a pair, 4-2. Jackson Reitz leads it off, and the left-hander Jose Lopez gets it going for the Biscuits.
Well, the Biscuits closer, 6 saves on the season, 3-3 record, a 3.34 ERA, 29 2/3 on the mound, 47 strikeouts, and has walked 19.
So Reitz in from the right side. The set in the first offer, and Jackson swings. It is 0-1. Left-hander Lopez, the 0-1. And Reitz takes down low. It is 1-1. Well, for Lopez this season, this is the 6th time that he has faced off against the Shuckers. Biloxi has fared pretty well against him. The 1-1. And a busted bat roller up the third baseline, and it goes over the bag and foul. It took a turn at the last second, and Reitz is going to just Yui into the dugout because he needs to grab a new bat. And his bats are at the end of the dugout. Well, that's not conventional, but convenient he ended up there. Numbers for Lopez against the Shuckers this year. He's 1-1 in 5 outings. 8 innings. He's given up 6 runs, 5 earned on 7 hits. He's walked 5 and struck out 13. Biloxi has not hit a home run off of him yet. 4-2 in favor of the Biscuits here in the ninth inning. As Lopez readies to deal. And the left-hander, the 1-2. And Reitz strikes out swinging on a fastball on the inner. Well, that is just the 5th strikeout of the night for Biscuits pitching, but it's a big first out. And it brings up Thomas Dillard. Only other time the Shuckers have seen Lopez in this series was in the game on Thursday night. First offer, and Dillard bounds it foul, first base side for a strike. It is 0-1. That was when Lopez came in the 8th inning. The Shuckers already had a 2-0 lead. Remember, they threatened for a couple of runs, but they were unable to score against him. Didn't matter, Shuckers won 2-0. 0-1, and a big curveball just misses inside. Lopez with a few hops on the mound as he thought he had nailed the inner edge. Couldn't quite get the call from the home plate umpire, Bobby. Dillard from the right side waits, and the 1-1 is in around his thighs. And Thomas has to step back from it, and the count is 2-1. Dillard 0-2 today. He's lined out to right, flied out to left, and had a sack fly back in the 4th. Really, it was more of a sack lineout. The set on the 2-1. He fights this straight back. The count is 2-2. And we have talked about it before in one of our previous, 78 broadcasts this year?
Yeah.
In number 79. But there really should be a sack lineout.
Let's make it happen.
I don't think so. The set and the 2-2. And Dillard strikes out swinging on an off speed. He threw him a changeup. Back-to-back strikeouts. And now the Shuckers have 0 margin for error. Trailing it 4-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. Biscuits trying to make those 4 runs in the first hold up. Shuckers got 1 in the 4th, and they got 1 in the 8th. Well, that has been the offense today. So now it's Valerio, who is 0-3 with a fielder's choice. He didn't do a double play, a pop out to short, and a stolen base. First offer, and Valerio cues this one right side. Coming on the second baseman wisely. He gloves, he throws, and it brings the game to a close. Well, a valiant effort by the Shuckers bullpen today as they end up covering 7 1/3 scoreless innings However, four runs in the first is enough for the Biscuits as they top the Shuckers in the series finale by a final score of 4-2. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll run you back through this one and get you all set for Tuesday's action in Tennessee. Shuckers fall in the finale 4-2. Postgame show next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tatis as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers fall in the finale today by a final score of 4-2. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. We run you back through this one pretty quickly. And unfortunately for Montgomery, all of their scoring came in the first inning. Brett Wisely hit a leadoff home run. Greg Jones then had a single and stole second. Oslavis Basabe Flaida ran into trouble. A walk, a single, loaded the bases, and then a walk to Eric Osberg forced in a run. Blake Hunt then with an RBI single. That made it 3-0 at the time. Garrett Hyatt struck out, and it looked like Castaneda was going to get out of the first inning, but then a bouncer to second. Felix Valerio had a fielding error. That let a run score, and that was the end of the day for Castaneda. After that, the Shuckers' bullpen came in, and they were nothing short of outstanding today. The right-hander Nash Walters struck out Brett Wisely to leave the bases loaded. He went two scoreless innings after that. Harold Chirino picked up two scoreless innings. Cam Robinson with a scoreless inning. And Kent Hassler threw two scoreless innings in which he struck out four and allowed just one hit. Shuckers' bullpen allowed a grand total of four hits over the final 7 1/3 innings that they pitched today. And the Shuckers' offense got something going in the fourth inning. Andrew Monasterio led off with a double. Jackson Reitz then with an infield single. And Thomas Dillard a sack fly to left. That made it 4-1. But unfortunately, on a couple of occasions today, Jaden Murray got exactly what he needed, a 4-3 double play on the very next batter to end the fourth. And then in the fifth, Noah Campbell a leadoff single. He was canceled out on another 4-3 double play. Shuckers would finally break through for another run in the eighth inning. Noah Campbell with a leadoff single. He stole second. Jason Lopez worked a walk. And then maybe a play you point back to that turned this game a little bit as Sal Frelick, an RBI single to right, and then Lopez trying to go first to third was thrown out 9-6-5 for the second out. Joey Weimer with a single that put runners on first and second. But Andrew Monasterio with a strikeout in the eighth inning. And then the Shuckers against the left-handed closer for the Biscuits go in order in the ninth inning as they fall today by a final score of 4-2. Well, when we come back, we will take a look around the Southern League as well as the Brewers-affiliated system and get you all set for Tuesday's opener against the Smokies. Before we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-575 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Well, welcome back to Hooper Walk Stadium. Shuckers fall today by a final score of 4-2, but we certainly weren't the only action today. Let's toss it over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. Let's start in Rocket City. The Trash Band is out to a really promising start of the second half of the season. 9-2. Chattanooga is just 2-9. Lookouts pick up maybe some momentum with a win today. 3-1 winners. They scored 2 runs in the second and 1 in the top of the 9th inning. In the second, a T.J. Hopkins sacrifice fly. Ivan Johnson, RBI single. The only lone run scored by the Trash Pandas. An RBI ground out from Kevin Maiton to plate that. Adam Stamenaris today for Rocket City. Walked 5 batters, allowed 2 runs on 4 hits across 5. And a third innings, Ryan Newtop and Pedro Garcia combined for 3 scoreless out of the bullpen again. Chattanooga 3-1 winners today. M Braves, they fall 4-3 in the series finale. And really, both teams had one big inning apiece. 4 runs in the top of the 4th by Pensacola. A pair of RBI singles by J.D. Osborne and Jose Devers. Victor Mesa, the other run. And then the other 3 runs coming in the 7th inning. 2 runs scoring on wild pitches from Zach LeBan. Wow. And then Cody Milligan, RBI single as well. But Cody Mincy, 5 shutout innings today, 5 strikeouts, ERA down to 4.66. Colton Hawk is 8th save of the season. They mentioned the doubleheader. You talked about it earlier. Birmingham, against the Tennessee Smokies, 8-7 winners in game 1. And thanks to a walk-off 2-run home run by Rowdy Reed. However, not that much offense in the second game so far. They're in the bottom of the 4th at Regents Field with 1 out. Run around first. Birmingham just got their first hit of the game. Moises Castillo, a little soft ground ball. It's a little infield single for them. Chase Trump had the only other hit in the contest for Tennessee. Scott Blewett, 4 scoreless innings so far. 5 punch-outs for him. And Destino looks like he just hit one somewhere. It says him playing no out. So we'll wait on that. So we'll have 2 hits. It's a single. So back-to-back singles. And the Barons looking to sweep a doubleheader today.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. As for scoring system today, well, the woes continue for Low A Carolina. They played so well in the first half. Remember, they came up just a game shy of winning the first half division title. Well, today they fall 5-3 to Kannapolis. Now, this one is tough. Kannapolis scores all 5 runs in the bottom of the 8th. inning, Fernando O'Gean gave up four of those runs. One of them scored as an inherited runner. Jackson Chirillo did have a double today. It was the lone or one of two extra base hits for Carolina. The other was a two RBI double by Hedbert Perez. So good to see for him, for Perez's 13th double of the year. But that is it for Carolina today as they fall 3-5. Meanwhile, South Bend got the better of Wisconsin today. A couple of home runs today. Pete Crow Armstrong hit his third of the year for the South Bend Cubs. Certainly a name to keep your eye on. Meanwhile, Joe Gray Jr. hit his 12th today. It was his 12th home run of the season. It was the only extra base hit for Wisconsin. As a matter of fact, it was their only hit of the game.
Wow.
Two-run blast. They end up falling 6-2 today. Justin Jarvis goes five innings. He gives up four runs on seven hits, no walks, and five strikeouts. Good to see, though, Taylor Floyd came in and went an inning and two-thirds scoreless baseball today. One hit allowed and two strikeouts. So that is encouraging to see out of him. And at AAA, tough today. Lucas Ersig ends up taking the loss as Nashville falls to Columbus 5-3. Ersig goes two-thirds of an inning. He gives up three runs on four hits, no walks, and a strikeout. One of them was a home run. Nashville ends up losing in their finale today. Bryce Turang did drive in a couple of runs today. Mario Feliciano, a three-hit day, 3-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. Feliciano is now hitting .303 at AAA.
There we go.
Unfortunately, Brewers do not need another catcher at the big league level. Speaking of, the Brewers end up falling today in their series finale to the Pittsburgh Pirates. They end up losing that game by a final score of 8-6. Trevor Gott takes the loss. Brewers made it interesting in the ninth inning on a two-run homer by Andrew McCutchen, but they were obviously trailing at least. Two All-Star announcements today for the Brewers, both of them former Biloxi Shuckers. Corbin Burns named to the All-Star team for a second consecutive year, and Josh Hader, his fourth consecutive All-Star appearance. That is the most consecutive appearances for an All-Star in Brewers franchise history. No surprise, he is arguably the best closer in all of minor league baseball, or in all of major league baseball.
And minor league two.
And minor league two. He was more of a starter at this level, but I bet if you threw him down here at the minor leagues, he'd probably be okay. All right, final numbers from this one today. For Montgomery, four runs, eight hits, no errors. They left seven men on base. For Biloxi, two runs on seven hits. They committed one error. They left four men on base. The winning pitcher, Jaden Murray, improves to 7-2 on the year. The losing pitcher is Victor Castaneda. He drops to 1-4. And the save goes to Jose Lopez, his seventh of the year. Today's game took 2 hours and 19 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,185 on an 89-degree, partly cloudy, and sometimes very sunny day here in Montgomery. With the win, the Biscuits are 36-38 on the year. They improved to 8-4 in the second half. With the loss, the Shuckers are now 38-41 on the year. They are 4-8 in the second half of the Southern League season. Next up for the Shuckers, they will have an off day tomorrow before they head to Tennessee to take on the Smokies. It's a 6:15 start coming up on Tuesday. The right-hander T.J. Shook on the mound, 2-1 with a 5.40 ERA. Tennessee will send the right-hander Riley Thompson, 0-2 with a 7.91. First pitch comes your way at 6:15, so we'll be on the air for you at 6 o'clock tomorrow, or coming up on Tuesday, as Thomas Zinzarella will leave us. He's going to go back to Biloxi, so he will be in the studio for that one there. Thomas, thanks for all of your hard work, sir. We appreciate it, and we're going to be sad to not have you on the road, but glad we'll have you back in the studio for the next couple of days. So safe travels back to Biloxi.
That'll be a new spot. It's still the same on the inside, and the broadcast will always be the same, always in good hands with Garrett Green.
You are going to hear a lot of Thomas over the next couple of days. Don't worry, he's not just going to vanish off the face of the earth. I guarantee you by the end of it, people are going to say, wait, you mean Thomas isn't sitting right next to you? No, he is several hundred miles away in the studio. To all of you, though, today, who made us a part of your Sunday afternoon, whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the entirety of this contest and the conclusion of our previous contest, we're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your Sunday. So, for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green, saying so long from here at Riverwalk Stadium. Your final score, the Montgomery Biscuits 4, the Biloxi Shuckers 2. Back at it again on Tuesday at 6:15 in Knoxville. We will talk to you then. Until that time, good night from the capital of the state of Alabama.
Did you just look down at your phone?
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor.
for news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise. Be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Gotta be jelly